Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the way home, but I have my watch on, I don't have my phone, so I just see that. But then there's an image. She sends me an image after she drops off this guy. She has an AI-infused homeless guy sitting in her car saying, I'm going to drop him off at the bus station. Now, no, I didn't fall for it. I said, woman, whatever. Okay. There's this new TikTok.
Got it.
So I'm like, lady.
She got me through you.
No, see, look at there's right there. Look at the picture.
Okay.
You see it? There it is. All right. So I'm
God,
like,
that's pretty good.
So I'm like, but again, I know she ain't finna do this.
Right.
So I was like, whatever, you can't get me. Fine. She comes home and she's like, babe, we got mom. I was like, what y'all talking about her mama? I'm like, what? Y'all got her with what? And her sister showed mom a picture of a homeless lady in her bed. Right. And so, so maybe about 10 minutes later, mom calls me. So I see Mary Jane pick up the phone. Mary Jane's crying. Mary Jane is upset. I can't find Nicole. I can't find Donna. I can't find JR. I said, okay, mom, what's wrong? What's wrong? Not realizing what they did. I said, mom, what's wrong? What's wrong? I can't go home. There's a homeless lady in my bed. And I was like, I know. I look over there. I said, I know y'all did not do that to mom. Like, she's hysterical, like just crying. And so I'm like, what the hell are y'all? Why are y'all messing with this? Why are y'all messing with mom?
Yeah.
And so, mom, I mean, I'm like, mom, they're just joking. It's saying, mom, it's a joke. It's a prank. I got the picture, Randy. It's no joke. There's a homeless woman in my bed.
Yeah,
how
man.
Am I going to clean my house? I'm like, mom. So I'm on the phone trying to calm mom down.
That's a hard level of technology to explain to an older
dude,
person.
Dude, I'm trying to calm mom down.
It's not real.
Donna,
yes,
they are crying laughing.
Really?
So they show me the video. Why all of them in on it. All I'm in on it. And so now
your wife is a really nice person. That is mean.
That is mean as hell.
That's a mean
and
thing
so
to do.
My sister Nicole, her husband, all in. So they show me the video after all of it. And they're like, mom, we're going to go somewhere, but we're going to leave her there and come back. She needs to take a shower. Do you have any clothes? And my mother-in-law is the sweetest lady in the world. So she's like, yeah, she's hysterical. Right. Go in my closet and find a clean shirt and some clean pants to give to this woman. Andy, it took me 20 minutes to calm mom down. Right. I was like, mom, it's a prank.
It's kind of beautiful, though, that she came around to being willing to help this person.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
that's
I'm
actually
saying.
Pretty
she's
amazing.
Such a nice woman.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, man? It's on.
Yeah, that's me.
It's on. But, I mean,
really
Mary
me.
Jane was so hysterical. Like, Randy, my house, I don't know what. I was like, mom, just calm down. I need you to calm down. But it's I have the proof. They sent me the picture of her on
right,
my bed.
Right. Now, here, now that's.
I was like, mom.
That's
mom,
one thing, yeah. And that's a great story, like a great story. Can I take it like to a very serious, dangerous place for a minute?
Yeah.
People do this to elderly people.
Yes.
They get pictures of, because you can create an image of a, of like me or you
yes.
or whatever, and you can like get a picture of a kid and send it to a grandparent and be like, hey, this is whatever. Send us money, and they'll trick
that's
old people out of money.
Why I want to get rid of AI.
I'm with you.
I was like, okay.
I'm with
and
you.
So I talked because mom's up at the ass crack of dawn because she's opened up the restaurants and stuff. I said, mom, we're going to get them. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, we are going to get them
revenge.
Good. Oh, yeah. So I'm talking about we're plotting now. So yeah. I told him last night, I hit him with the whole dollar bill. Y'all better wear y'all bulletproof vest all day long. Because me and mom.
Because you're not getting them back with AI.
Oh, yeah. Me and mom. Oh, no.
You're
no.
getting them back in real life.
Oh, yeah. Me and mom. Oh, we got some cooking. Because I was like, I cannot believe. I don't play about my wife.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
play about my mama, my daughters. I don't play about Mary Jane. That's my gal. And I was like, okay.
I know it's a conflict with one of those. Yeah. Does something to the other one.
Oh, yeah, dog. Oh, it's
that's
on.
That's tough.
Oh, it's on, dude.
The only AI I like
None.
Has been on ESPN the last 24 hours.
Which one is that one?
Allen Iverson. That's the only AI I'm a fan
but
of. Need any other
AI.
That's
what I'm saying. It's the thing. They were showing me different ones. This woman, like, sent her boyfriend a picture of, like, the maintenance man in her kitchen with no shirt on him, drinking out of his cup. And this dude's flipping out on the phone.
Yeah. Why?
Why y'all do that?
Why you messing with people?
Why y'all messing with folks? Yeah. I bet he left work and meeting everything, burned up 85 to get to the house.
Haven't they ever heard the boy who cried wolf? Now they're never going to trust you.
Y'all leave people alone.
You keep doing stuff like this to people, they're never going to trust
that's
you.
Why
and then you're actually going to be in trouble.
That's
and they're going to be like, yeah, you know you're not.
Leave that AI alone, man. All right. Man, that's just cruel.
I don't want to be slave to the robots, but everybody else seems pretty gung-ho to be.
It's just like
pretty gung-ho to turn it all over to them.
Just giving everything up to these people, man.
Congratulations to my cousin, Hunter, and his beautiful wife. They welcomed their baby girl into the world last night. Sylvie Ray Lundstrom shares a birthday with my wife, which is really
love
cool.
It.
They wouldn't tell anybody the name, so we were all speculating all these different names. But they went with Sylvie Ray, which is beautiful. It's kind of a homage to his mom and family. He's Uncle Doug's son who passed a couple years ago.
Okay. Uncle Doug a tree yet?
He's getting close.
Okay.
I think he's a sprout.
Okay.
But it was Uncle Doug's funeral was 2 years ago yesterday.
Oh,
so for the baby
his first grandbaby? His first grandbaby?
This is for you.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, that's beautiful. Awesome, dude. Well, congratulations, Sylvie Ray.
Sylvie Ray, welcome to the family.
Yeah, hey, your little one know about Mrs. Parton?
We're gearing up.
Y'all gearing up? Okay.
Yeah, we're gearing. It sounds like Dolly Parton's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. Me and Ashley actually talked about that last night. Like, if she passes, how are we gonna?
How are you gonna tell your daughter? You have to tell her.
I don't know.
No.
That's a great. I didn't think of that.
No, you don't have to tell her.
That's a great.
Yeah,
great
point. You don't have to tell her.
That's a great point. She's never met her.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not gonna
close Dollywood.
Dollywood's still gonna be there.
Dollywood.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I would tell her.
Strong point. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
I would tell her.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, our guys are still forming it. I think you don't have to form the identity throughout the season. I think that thing just earned on tape. And I think the guys are going out there and doing it. You know, the last game was a great example of what it could look like consistently. You know, obviously the game before that was not it. You know, those other two highly competitive games you felt really good about. And we got to get that one blemish off our record that's really killing it. You know, obviously you want to win them all. That's not the reality of our game, but we're really competitive in three of them. And one of them we were not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and we mentioned it in the last hour, like that 30-0 Carolina, that just wasn't this team, man. Now, it was the team, but, I mean, it's just – I think that they're just so much better than that. And, obviously, they proved it the following week against Washington.
Got to keep proving it.
They got to keep proving it.
Got to keep proving
it. And you got to stick with what got you those two wins. And you're going to have the opportunity on Monday night against a defense that will allow you to do those certain things. Now, Dave Archer made a great point because they're so poor and you're talking about a run-first defense. They got to have to get out of what they want to do. They're a big zone defense. They've always been a zone team. You know, under McDermott. That's been his staple, his style, since he's been a D.C. back in Carolina, I think it was. I think he went D.C. Carolina to Buffalo. But
I can't remember. He's been in Buffalo for a while.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, you know, that just with that aspect of it, you're going to be able to, if they are able to run the ball, because that's how you get people out of the shell. That's how you get people out of too high safety. You have to be able to run the ball, and so they have to keep bringing guys down to help support the run.
I was reading this morning just kind of some, you know, four game in, big picture kind of stuff. And one of the things that jumped out about the Falcons offense through four games is how little they've used play action. Third least in football, like 17% of the plays or something like that. Why would that be?
Okay, there's two reasons. It's hard to play action out of the pistol.
That's what I was wondering.
But you can do it.
But you can,
because they did it against Washington. Maybe Mike was not comfortable doing it.
Could be.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, because the play action part of it is turning your back to the defense. Maybe he's not comfortable with it yet. You know, there's all certain things behind it.
That's a good theory.
But it could be that.
Because if that's why they're so intent on, and that's one of the reasons. They haven't said that explicitly, but it seems reasonable why you want to have him in the pistol or shotgun so he never has to do that.
Yes.
It's almost never under center. Maybe one offensive snap this year, or one pass play from under center, but not very many.
Yeah.
If he's just not comfortable turning his back to the defense, that makes it really hard.
I mean, to run play. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's harder to run it out. It's hard to I don't want to say basic because they did some things against Washington out of the pistol. They ran a toss play out of the damn pistol. You know what I mean? It's like there's something you can do a lot of things. I think that could be something. I know that was a big thing with Caleb being under center because he was a shotgun so much. Turning your back to the defense and the hard play action, it helps.
Maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but it's just like if your run game is going to be your identity,
right,
which is what they want,
yes.
I think they want the run game to be the identity, and you have a guy that's legit one of the best in the world at that, and you have a backup who's also very good in Algeria, like you're going to run when you're at your best, you're going to run the ball, you're going to be able to get the defense off balance.
Their best run is the stretch play. Mm-hmm. Usually the bootleg off the stretch, you can call it a play action. Right. That's usually the big thing.
Right.
I'm trying to think, because we would have a thing in I think it might have been in Miami. We would call it a stretch pass. You know, they run that stretch zone where the quarterback would Peyton was great at it. Peyton, but he was always under center.
Penix could do that.
And he would run like he was running that path and then pull back up.
They did that a lot at Washington.
Yeah,
and Peyton, to move the offensive line and keep
and
the defense.
And Peyton was so good. That's what Peyton Manning was so good at, that he would fake that stretch the edge all the time. Mm-hmm. And then there was Dallas cutting across or something like that. I don't know why they don't do it. I'm not in that whole thing because I know there was a big thing a couple weeks ago. Just win.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works.
You know what I mean? Whatever freaking works.
Whatever works. If you put up 34 points again, especially against Buffalo on Monday night, you're probably going to win if you put up 34 on Buffalo. Maybe not, because Buffalo has a really good offense.
Yes.
You might lose 37-34. But if you put up 34, you got a pretty good chance to win. You start stacking a couple of these together, then we can do what Raheem is talking about there.
Yeah.
Kind of forget that blemish on the record. But it's only one game ago.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm with you. They are better than that, and that's not who they are. But they got to show us a few more times before we're willing to just that was an outlier.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. I think it's also, as Arch was talking about it, this is going to be a low possession game for each offense because they possess the ball so much. You've got number one, number two teams.
That's really interesting
stat. So you're going to have maybe two less possessions this game if you're the Falcons. Yeah. The biggest thing with them is they got to score touchdowns. Because think about it, Buffalo more than likely is going to score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Michael can run. He can't run like that guy.
Well, and they're not going to do what they did against New England and turn it over in their own red zone three times like they did.
They could. But
they could. It'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great if the Falcons could do that. But it's unlikely for a team that good to play like that 2 weeks in a row. I do want to go because Arch kind of sneaky teased it. Him and Shock doing a podcast talking about turning threes into sixes.
I know, man.
I got to check that out.
I need to check that out. You know what? I need to call Shock, too. Okay.
Call him up.
I need to call him up.
Tell him I said hi.
Oh, I sure will. And let him know where the podcast is. Hey, guys, right after we're done here, join Dukes and Bell for a special live broadcast up at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come out and hang out with the guys for food, great drinks as they preview this Monday's night game. That's today, right as soon as me and Andy are off from 2 to 6, Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. That's where Dukes and Bell will be.
You know who else has a podcast? Well, everyone.
Yes.
Everyone has a podcast.
Yes.
But Mark Schlereth does. It's called The Stinkin' Truth. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, and he joins us next. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from wrap the show up. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, but 120 on Wednesdays means our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
Man, I am doing great. How are you guys?
Outstanding.
Well, great, great. Excited to have the Falcons back off a bye on Monday Night Football against the Bills. Let me start with a question about them. I mean, I know teams don't often slow Josh Allen down. The Patriots did the other night, but what's the recipe? If a team has success defensively against the Bills, what do they tend to do?
Well, I think it's pretty much the same for anything. I mean, first and foremost, you've got to be able to dominate the line of scrimmage. And you got to be able to shut down the run and make people one-dimensional. And I think the big thing about having an effective offense is, can you throw the ball when you want to, not when you have to?
Right.
If you throw the ball because you have to, then you're in trouble. And I think that's always kind of, for me, the big thing, you know, understanding how offensive line work, how offensive line is played, and understanding that I don't care how good your O-line is, if you have to drop back 40, 45 times, you're going to get beat. There's just no way you can hold up doing that. So if you can get a team to throw it in, you know, in situations where you know and they know and everybody knows that they have to as opposed to want to, that's when you have an opportunity to get turnovers, to create pressures, to get guys off their spot, and to disrupt the quarterback's rhythm. And that's what you have to be able to do.
Well, Steve, the Bengals could barely protect Joe Burrow. Now they go and get a 41-year-old quarterback. And then it just comes out, Zach Taylor says he's going to start this weekend against Green Bay. What is this the solution, or is this just like, okay, let's just throw something else at it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Joe Flacco, is Joe Flacco the solution?
To what problem?
In what world would that the answer to that question be,
right?
Joe Flacco?
Right.
In what thing? Like, unless, you know, I mean, Joe Flacco maybe is a mathematician or something, and he can do algebra or whatever it is you do in math. I don't know. I didn't really go to school. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, no, is he the answer? This is how bad. But think about this. How far has Russell Wilson dropped? Because you know Russell Wilson's people were out there, right? I mean, his people were out there begging Russ to come in here and throw for 450 like he did against the Giants. Come on, give him a try. And they're like, no, you know what? We think on second thought that Joe Flacco's a better. How far have you fallen when Joe Flacco becomes a better option than you?
Oh my gosh. There it is. Joe Flacco wasn't even the answer to the question about Joe Flacco. Russell Wilson was.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that that Jameis hasn't, maybe he has been called about, but that Jameis hasn't been an option for a team that needs a quarterback?
I think Jameis like, and Jameis is great in the locker room, and he's an unbelievable quote. And I think he's one of those guys that, you know, you want him on your team, but you don't want him to play. Like, does that make sense? Like, I want him on my – we used to have a couple of muscle pigs back in the day, you know, guys that just looked the part. And you used to call them first off the bus guys.
Yep.
Like, send that guy first off the bus. But do not, under any circumstances, put him in a game because he can't play. But, man, he looks like he could play, right? So you want that guy being shirtless, you know, coming off the bus, you know, doing those, you know, the pec flexes, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But you can't put the dude in the game. So I think Jameis is one of those guys. I mean, he's never seen a team meeting where he didn't feel comfortable throwing the ball into. Like, he'll be like, what, there's four defensive backs around my receiver? Yeah, that's open. You know, and I love him. Jameis is great. But, yeah, I don't necessarily want him starting for me.
How good are the Bucs? I mean, they had a nice win. I mean, obviously the Falcons lost on the missed field goal, but they sent it in overtime. But they did go up to Seattle. Great game. How good is this Tampa Bay team? Because it seemed to me that it's like if they got the ball last, Baker's going to get it done.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, you want to talk about putting up MVP caliber kind of performances. Forget about statistics. Sure. I didn't give a rip about stats. I mean, just performances. And think about this now. Like, they have had multiple, they've lost their right tackle, they lost their left tackle for a while, they've lost guards. So they have had all kinds of different guys playing offensive line. They lost Mike Evans to a hamstring injury. They lost Bucky Irvin last week, who is a phenomenal back. And yet they just still find ways to win football games. And Baker has just been incredible. I mean, he's nothing short of amazing and kind of an MVP candidate the way he has played, and they've overcome some adversity and, you know, albeit all tight games, but they figure out ways to win those tight games. And there is something special, you know, when you get to the point as an organization where you always have that belief, and no matter what the situation is, you kind of have that we got them right where we want them kind of belief. And I think that's what they have in Tampa Bay right now with Baker. And think about this, man. He's gone we always talk about continuity being important. What is this, his third different offensive coordinator in three seasons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, and whatever this guy's name is, Josh Grizzard or whatever, I mean, it's just automatic he's going to be a head coach next year because that's just what Tampa Bay does. They just produce head offensive play callers to become head coaches.
Earlier this year, you called him Lightning McThunderpants, so he must be doing good because now you know his real name. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles offense?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a couple of things that, you know, that resonate with me. Like, one, they've lost Mekhi Becton left, you know, in free agency, and he was definitely a dispenser of justice at the right guard position. Landon Dickerson has not been healthy at the left guard position. So they haven't run the ball as consistently or as well as they have in the past. And I will never, ever, I mean, I just will never understand being 20-1 and having to, you know, send out tweets about how unhappy you are and you know, quoting Mark 6:11, which was like, hey, if you're not getting your way, you know, just quietly shrug your shoulders and leave. And like, that's the New Testament version. And I was like, man, on the Sing of Truth podcast, I was like, this is the New Testament version, which says, hey, if you're not getting what you want, shrug your shoulders, walk away, and then make a passive aggressive tweet to let everybody know that you're pissy. But I looked at the second half of that game, and you're up 17-3 against the Broncos, right? And you've got one of the great running backs that we've ever witnessed in the history of the National Football League in Saquon Barkley, who's coming off a 2,000-yard season.
Yep.
And he had five carries in the first half for 25 yards or whatever it was. He got one carry in the second half. He had six carries for 30 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry. And I sit there and think to myself, are you as a play caller trying to appease and get your guy involved because you know that he's pissy? I mean, I just don't have time for guys who are happy if they get nine catches, you know, for 130 yards and two TDs and a loss. They're more happy about that than they are about winning a football game. And I will just never understand that level of selfishness that you win a football game and you're upset because you got two catches, and the week before you had 9 for 100 and whatever. I will never understand that level of selfishness.
The team that beat them, your former team, the Denver Broncos, they're going over to London to play against the Jets. Is it as bad as it looks on TV when we talk about the Jets?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, I was cleaning out a closet the other day.
Uh-oh.
You'll appreciate this. I was cleaning out a closet, and I came across a box of game balls. And I was like, oh, you know, and sometimes you store stuff. Like, yeah. I'm not one of those guys that hangs everything up. I don't give a rip, right? But I came across this box of game balls. And I was like, oh, my gosh, got box of game balls, you know, Super Bowls and all that kind of stuff. And one of the first balls I came across was a September game ball from 1996 beating the Jets. And I laughed like nobody should get a game ball for beating the Jets. And so I just wanted to give it away. Like, hey, I've got this piece of crap game ball. Does anybody want it? Hit me up on X. Like, nobody should get that. Like, how in the hell did I get a game ball for beating the Jets? Like, it's just like, oh, goodness.
Hey, Stink, I have two. I have two of them. So, yeah.
Man, get them where you can get them.
Yeah.
Get them where you can get them. Hey, Mark, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
Appreciate your Stink.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah.
Mark Schler there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Well, you played in the division.
I damn sure do have two of them.
You played in the division. The Jets were good when you were playing.
That's funny as hell.
Right? They're pretty good.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they were good when you were playing.
They won the division. They the only team that won the division of the damn Patriots.
It was worth something back then. That was the Odyssey NFL Insider, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple or on the Odyssey app as well. AMA is next, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines, ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Couple phone lines free if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. Ask us anything you want. We got three people on hold. We'll get through them, and then we'll get to you. You could be the fourth caller. What?
Let me tell you about this, going back to the Bill Belichick. It's just a damn disaster. It's him and Michael Lombardi. A disaster.
Former weekly guest of the Midday Show.
Yeah.
That
a disaster.
That was good when
parents
he was on with
hate
us.
Them.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, man.
I don't doubt it. I will say that's a documentary I would like to actually watch. Like, I know that they canceled it because it's not going well.
TMZ will get it.
But like,
TMZ will get snippets.
Documentaries don't have to just be like, oh, this was great. Look how great it was. Sometimes documentaries are just like, hey, this is really what happened. Check it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know that they don't want that because they want to control the narrative, but I don't know. I'd watch an edited documentary of Bill Belichick's failure at North Carolina. I think a lot of people would. All right, Mr. Jones.
He has been that.
Mr. Jones is in Norcross.
Yo, 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 what's up, fellas? Good afternoon to you. I can be quick, I can be slick, I can talk about the Dirty Birds, or I can elaborate on stinking this A.J. Brown thing.
All right. What?
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
We heard the rap.
What's the question? That sounded great. What's the question?
Oh, okay. Two questions. Well, I asked for a big fella with you with the A.J. Brown thing. Ain't as a he's won the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
But for you to be one of the best players, you have to get your numbers. I know everybody's been hollering at AJ about this and hollering about AJ about that. But even you coming from a skilled player, for you to be mentioned amongst one of the NFL's greats, right? You gotta get your numbers.
Right.
We love to win. You want to win, right? You want to be a contributor of the team, right? And a contributor of the team's winning. But you can't say, okay, I got a Super Bowl, I'm mad at my team for winning. But you also have to think of your individual goals that I want to win and get my numbers at the same time, correct? As a skill guy.
Well,
if you want to be,
the
I don't.
The thing about it is you're right on the thought process of some, but that should not come out when you're winning. You know what I mean? Like the tweeting and all that stuff. I understand 100% what you're saying. And I do agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I think you lose track from the winning part of it. Because even without the numbers, because you're looking at the numbers from a standpoint of media people, dudes in the league look at him as like, we know AJ is one of the best damn players in the league. Other receivers look at AJ as one of the best players in the league. But I mean, everything you're saying is what AJ's feeling, though. I promise you that.
You do get those incentives off those media people numbers, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I understand exactly what he's saying, and I understand where stake is coming from, because you're supposed to like, damn, y'all are winning, so what does it matter?
Right.
That is true, but at the same time, as a ball player, you want to feel like you're contributing.
Right.
And that's what it is. He just always wants to feel like he's contributing.
Well, I think the thing always, too, is like, as a great player, it is in your mind that the more I do, the better it is for the team.
And that's true. But
the more they give me the football.
But then you look at it from a standpoint, okay, you had three catches for 25 yards, but we still won.
Of course.
AJ's not mad that y'all won.
Right.
You know, he's happy as hell. We won. All right.
Yeah. I don't think the criticism, and, you know, Mark Schlereth is a little bit more bold with his criticism of AJ Brown than I would be. But I think the criticism is not being unhappy about this, that, or the other thing. It's about making it into a story.
Yes.
That's the thing.
I think that's the only thing that I say about it, too. It's like, yeah. I understand exactly where AJ's coming from. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. But it's like, okay, I understand that part. Everybody understands that. Everybody understands that AJ needs to get the ball more.
Right.
We all know that.
Right.
It ain't one of the things where it's like, okay, they're winning, but where's AJ Brown? And we understand what everybody agrees with AJ Brown.
Right.
It's just the whole gotta make something out of something. Exactly. That's my, and I feel the same way.
Yep.
It's like, come on, man.
I think that's where the criticism was from Schlereth. He just said it different than that.
Yeah.
Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy and Sir Randy.
What up, man?
I got to call out a group of guys that I notice this at sporting events all the time. I go to use the restroom, and in the urinal, there's always a nicotine pouch in the damn urinal. And I think to myself,
yeah,
And I think to myself, this has got to be the guys that wear the upside-down logo hats doing this. And I just want to put that on blast. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Tim. I never thought about the Venn diagram on that one, but yeah. The upside down logo hat guy and the Zen guy.
It seems like it's a lot of overlap. It does seem like that.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people right now with a Zen in and an upside down logo hat on, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, just spit in the garbage.
It's so easy.
You know? Like somebody has to then clean that out. It's not going to disintegrate.
When's the last time you peed on ice?
Oh, man, too long ago. I love peeing on ice.
Yeah, you like, do you?
In like a bar?
Or something? I love it.
I feel like I'm global warming.
Really? When you pee on ice?
Yeah. I feel like I'm caught, like, this is what it is.
What?
I'm climate change.
Where do you find ice? You find just like if it's snowing outside?
No, people will put a bunch of ice in the urinal.
You've never been to a bar like that?
What does it do?
It doesn't splash.
Oh, I know. That's why I did.
And help you aim.
Oh, I know. I did. I never understood why.
I bet you've never missed a urinal when there was ice in it.
Yeah. Never ever thought about that.
Because people get in there drunk and start... You know?
Yeah.
Control yourself.
Never understood that.
Yeah, I just think it's fun to kind of melt it.
Okay.
You know? When's the last time you peed on ice?
I was going to say a long time.
I know.
It's been a long time.
Too long.
Yeah.
Too long. All right. Steven is on I-75. Hey, Steven.
What's going on, man? Funny to follow that up with this, but so y'all are talking about the pilot on 201, and Randy, I'm afraid that... A pop-up pee-pee test is not the strangest thing that's ever happened in that place.
Certainly is not.
But that being said, my question is, what's the furthest you've ever driven in one sitting, and what's your threshold for flying versus drive?
Oh, man. He said the farthest I've
ever... Just in general, just to drive there?
Oh, man, the first I've ever driven
here.
Is from... Yeah, from here to Fort Lauderdale. Oh, no. No, because that's when Mama... I drove from Petersburg, Virginia, because that's where my mom was living before I went to school. So I drove from there to there. That's about it. Last time, as far as I've driven in years, when we went to Orlando, because that's where the cruise was, and we were docking out of Orlando. Other than that, I'm cool.
I think he was asking in one go. Is that a full through?
Yeah.
From here to there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I don't know the answer to that one. Like, we drove spring break in college. Three buddies took shifts. We drove from Seattle to L.A.
Yeah.
We stopped for gas.
Right.
That was it. So it took like 20 hours or something like that.
Solo drove 21 hours straight when moving from Cleveland to L.A.
Wow, without stopping?
Yeah.
Wow.
I only made it to Oklahoma.
Oh, I bet.
Cleveland to Oklahoma was a 21-hour drive.
I drove from Seattle here when I moved here, but I stopped a bunch of times and took a bunch of days. Furthest flight, Seattle to Amsterdam. But I don't remember. It's like 11.
Yeah. I mean, I know like going from L.A. to the Philippines, go see her family, and we're about to be on a plane next weekend for maybe like a 20-hour trip.
The other question he asked, how long does the drive have to be before you would fly that distance instead?
I'm flying in, dude. Like I said, that Orlando, I just hate.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
How short?
Like.
I don't know.
5 hours or under is probably a drive.
Yeah. But then a hard time, you never know. Like, you can't fly everywhere. You know? Like, if you're flying somewhere that's small, you'd have to...
Like, I won't fly to Nashville,
It would
right?
take longer to fly there, rent a car, drive. Right. You know what I mean? Right. There's going to be driving involved, too. I hate flying.
I despise
I would love to drive everywhere. All right, James is in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on? I had one question, but the last guy gave me another idea. My first one is, I don't know if you guys know, but was it a fact that we couldn't pay a Luquan, or we just released them, or how did that go? And the second one, what's this furthest you done drove for that woman?
See, that's what I thought he was asking.
They couldn't afford Foyer. It was a money thing. Yeah, it was a money thing with Foyer. Who the hell did they sign?
Well, kind of where they were at the time, too. Like, they weren't...
Yeah, they weren't good, but there was another reason why they couldn't sign for you.
Was it Debo?
Was it? It might have been Debo.
The other guy that ended up in Green Bay.
Was it Devondre?
Devondre Campbell.
I don't remember. It was some reason why they couldn't.
But it was a money thing.
But this is
the furthest I've driven. I drove from Seattle to here for a woman.
I'm trying to think. Have I ever drove I never really got on the road, took hours to get to know, to get no loving. No. Yeah. No. Now, I've driven, like I said, when I used to live in Miami, I used to come up here to party. I'd probably drive up here. I was going to get some loving, but I ain't drive up for the loving. I drove up for the partying.
Right.
But I was going to get some loving. I knew that.
The loving was just sort of understood.
Yeah, it was kind of like
it was going to happen.
Like, I ain't come see you. Now, I'm going to make you feel like I did. I came to kick it with the boys. I'll see you afterwards.
All right. Craig's on the south side. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show as usual. That guy talking about how far you drove. I drove the El Paso back three times the same year. That's not very fun.
Yeah, but you know what? It was worth it.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. It was a good trip. All right, though. To drive through a whole central time zone, that's a long way.
That's true. Yeah, it is.
The question is, when you flip it through the channels and you come across a movie, what's your old school go-to movie that you get stopped on? And your wife gets mad at you every time you get stopped. Mine's Gladiator and Friday.
Dude.
Every time I come across them, I get stuck on them and I can't help but watch.
It's hard to
see. Gladiator is definitely one. Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that's all the one I was going to say.
But Gladiator, because I know damn near all the words to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so when Gladiator's on, or what's the other one she hates? Armageddon.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yes. Like okay.
We've lost that.
Yeah.
Because you don't really get to flip through channels anymore, really.
No.
Only time I
flip through channels is like when we go upstairs, go to bed.
I used to love flipping through
when I'm downstairs,
channels.
I already know what I'm gonna watch.
It's more like flipping through the guide.
I know what I'm gonna watch as soon as I get home.
Even that, we don't have that because we have Fubo.
You haven't got no guide.
You have a guide.
You have a guide though.
Kinda.
You got a guy.
But like you don't. But remember how fun it was? You didn't even know it was on the next thing.
Yeah.
You'd just click it, and then it would be like, oh, wow, look at that,
yeah.
You know? Or you'd have to go, you'd hit the recent button and go back from one thing to the other. Or you remember how many clicks it was to get from ESPN to Fox or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 13 clicks.
I'll tell you another one. Because like when we first started, when we first were together, like I would sleep with the TV on, and she couldn't stand it. It would always be on a channel where Married with Children would come on like at 5 in the morning. And so you know how I go, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, and so once she got control.
I was close.
Yeah.
It's a Frank Sinatra song, but it wasn't.
Loving. And so she hates that song, and she hates that.
Really?
Yes, because I'm telling you,
not everybody liked that show.
Dude, now imagine, like, always can only sleep with the TV off, and then you go over to my house, and that would always be on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a bad association.
Yeah, so it just wake her up.
Brandon's in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on, boys? Appreciate the time. So I want to say, first of all, that guy driving to El Paso, I'm from El Paso, Texas. Let me tell you, those Latinas will do it, too. That's neither here nor there.
That's a lot of El Paso on the show today.
Yeah.
I have a couple over-unders here. So, first of all, over-under, Bill Belichick would have lasted 1.5 seasons in the Falcons organization. Second question is, what do you think our win total would have been with Bill Belichick? And third question, do you think we dodged a bullet? I'm going to hang up and listen, boys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon.
I think it's Brandon. I hate to say the dodge a bullet part because he's coaching this team like they're NFL.
Right.
And you just can't do that. You still have to get talent. You got to get good players in college.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, in football, NFL, you can scheme, coach, those type of things.
Yeah. Plus, you're going to inherit a roster that hopefully already has some good players.
Yeah, but
and people can't just leave.
He brought in 40 new guys, 70 new guys.
Right.
That's got to be a hard thing. And then trying to get them to buy in, you can't really relate to them.
I will say, like, if any of the other stuff is leading to the problems, then that would have happened here too.
But the thing about it, Bill's always – this ain't new Bill. Bill just ain't winning.
Right.
Bill's always been a jerk.
Sure.
You know, he's always been ornery and all those
controlling.
Controlling and everything. He's always been like that.
You can win your way past
but
all
you
that
saw
kind
as
of
soon
stuff.
As he got, as soon as it started going bad in New England, they were like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
But was the talent good enough here for him to come in?
I don't know. If this man made Tom Brady want to leave after winning all them damn Super Bowls, what the hell you think he care about Jalen from damn Greensboro?
What do you mean? Oh, the player?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to answer the question about had he come to the Falcons. Like, don't know. There's no reason to think it would have been any better.
Yeah.
So, but also, I guess that would have been instead of Raheem.
Yes.
Right? So I was thinking it would have been instead of Arthur. No, that was the Raheem offseason. God, I don't know. I don't know. Let's just hope Raheem does great and then we don't have to worry about that anymore. Right?
Yes.
I mean, beat Buffalo.
Yes.
On to Buffalo.
On to Buffalo.
Oh, but under. He's going to go under at Carolina. Dude, they're one and done.
He
might not even make it to the end of the year.
Yeah, they're 2-3 right now. Yeah, dude.
They got some rich alumni. They're going to pony up some money and get him out of there.
It's a disaster, man.
Yeah.
And I can see it, too.
It seems like it. Seems like it. All right, let's get to takeaways
of the
day.
You got mamas and daddies.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy and Jack have soft feet, along with Dave Archie.
Great athletes have soft feet. I learned the term muscle pigs.
Yes.
Which is a good term.
Just when you think you got a good angle on Bijan, he chokes his motor and stops.
Yes, he did say that.
That was an awesome phrase, too.
And if you've never seen the We're Ready video, just close your eyes and think about Arch and his wife walking through fields of willow.
Just make sure you bathe yourself in the brilliance, and no one gets a game ball if you beat the Jets.
Dude,
Arch was... He was on it today.
Yeah, ours. All the kinds of bathing yourself.
Bathe in the beauty of Bijan Robinson. It's great. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.